We're talking with State Senator Jim Sullivan about Wisconsin's new tougher drunk driving standards, which go into effect today. And I guess, Senator, just what's the main takeaway from this new package of laws? What's the thing that drivers need to be aware of, need to keep in mind?
Well, the important thing about this law is for the first time, the state of Wisconsin is using a multi-tiered approach in how we're trying to combat the ongoing problem of drunk driving. We're talking about tougher sanctions for people who will not comply their behavior with law. We're also making sure that we have significant prevention measures in place. There will be ignition interlock devices that will be ordered on repeat drunk drivers and also on a first time drunk driver if that person blows a BAC of over 0.15. And very importantly, we are for the first time linking this to best practices in terms of treatment options by borrowing a program that's been highly successful up in Winnebago County that substantially reduced recidivism, helps to break the cycle of alcoholism and addiction that really kind of drives this sort of behavior, and also saves the people a tremendous amount of money while getting dangerous drunk drivers off the road.
I think probably most people in law enforcement, judges would tell you that if somebody blows a BAC, blood alcohol content, of 0.15 the first time they're pulled over, it's probably not the first time they got behind the wheel drunk.
Yeah, that is true. We're seeing statistics that people who are getting arrested for this have done so without running into law enforcement dozens of times. And so we want to make sure that we're focusing not just on getting your repeat drunk driver off the road, but getting your first or second time drunk driver, which is the majority of your offenders, into treatment to be able to address some of those alcoholism and addiction issues. So this is a bill, this is a law, rather, that gets tough on the people who either cannot or will not conform to safety standards in the law. It's also making sure that we're pursuing best practices and being able to help to break some of that cycle. And if you're somebody who's been so irresponsible as to drive with not just the blood alcohol level that means that you're drunk and shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car, but nearly double that, then we're going to make sure you've got an ignition interlock device in the car, and it's something that you're going to have to deal with on a daily basis, and it makes people think seriously about the behavior.
What's it take to get the ignition interlock?
On a first offense, it's anybody who blows over 0.15, and anybody who's facing multiple drunk driving charges is going to have that ordered by the court, and the offender ends up paying for that, so not the taxpayers, and we think that's a good provision.
One of the principal concerns that's been voiced about this is that the prosecutors, the DA's offices, are not going to have the staffing to address the projected increase in prosecutions.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that law enforcement is a tremendously expensive line item for the state of Wisconsin. We wanted to make sure that in this law that we addressed a lot of those costs. We are levying additional costs on the offenders so that getting your driver's license back is going to cost somebody a lot more money. The penalties are going to be substantially increased, and we also do have some appropriations to Department of Justice and to our district attorneys in order to help pay for it. But there's no doubt about it, there is an expense to this. However, the greatest expense is the kind of carnage that we've seen on our streets. And those of us who have followed this in the state of Wisconsin know that Wisconsin has a problem with this, has had a problem for a long time. And frankly, this is the strongest, most comprehensive reworking of our drunk driving laws in at least 25 years.
And what's your expectation in terms of how long are we going to how long is it going to take for us to see a discernible difference? In other words, fewer crashes involving drunk drivers, fewer deaths and injuries as a result of drunk driving.
I expect that even by the end of this year that we'll see those numbers continue to come down. Fortunately, in 2008, 2009, we have seen already some lessening of the total number of convictions that we've seen on this thing. However, for us to really get to the point where we can say that we've succeeded in drunk driving, this is a societal, a social, and cultural kind of aspect. There's really And this has been a tough thing about this legislative process. There's only so much the legislature can do. What we can do is say we're going to access meaningful prevention measures. We're going to make sure that when it's appropriate to get somebody into treatment to deal with their alcoholism or addiction issues, that we're going to do that. And if somebody still is not complying with the law, we've toughened the penalties. We've got mandatory jail time in there for people with a fourth, fifth, sixth kind of conviction. People are going to spend substantial amount of time behind bars. But for us to really say that we've succeeded in this, this is an issue that has to be addressed, frankly, by each and every one of us, because the problem ends up being us. The problem ends up being our family members, neighbors, and coworkers. And until it gets to the point where it's just plain socially unacceptable for somebody to get behind the wheel of a car in the state of Wisconsin, because we're facing significant penalties on that, high costs, and also the social pressures to not do that, it's going to take a broad-based approach like that for us to be able to fix this problem.
State Senator Jim Sullivan, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much.